Then he remembered what Mr. Sir and Mr. Pendansky had both said. If he dug up anything interesting, he should report it to one of them. If the warden liked it, he would get the rest of the day off. He looked back down at his fish. He'd found his miracle. He continued to dig, though very slowly, as he waited for the water truck. He didn't want to bring attention to his find, afraid that one of the other boys might try to take it from him. He tossed the rock face down beside his dirt pile, as if it had no special value. A short while later, he saw the cloud of dirt heading across the lake. The truck stopped and the boys lined up. They always lined up in the same order, Stanley realized, no matter who got there first. X-Ray was always at the front of the line, then came Armpit, Squid, Zigzag, Magnet, and Zero. Stanley got in line behind Zero. He was glad to be at the back, so no one would notice the fossil. His pants had very large pockets, but the rock still made a bulge. Mr. Pendansky filled each boy's canteen until Stanley was the only one left. "I found something," Stanley said, taking it out of his pocket. Mr. Pendansky reached for Stanley's canteen, but Stanley handed him the rock instead. "What's this?" "It's a fossil," said Stanley. "See the fish?" Mr. Pendansky looked at it again. "See? You can even see all of its little bones," said Stanley.